Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Motherfuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny, he's a psycho, he's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
No, put on Main Street. We're going to give up the YouTube monetization on this episode, not only for the traffic, but also for the lack of attention that my production staff gives to this show every time. Every time. That's right, Natalie. That's right. Oh,
thank you.
Oh, man. New York City's back to being a fucking shithole.
It's like you never left.
Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. It's been a while since I've needed some Main Street. In fact, I don't think that I've had to play Main Street since Natalie has been involved with the show. Natalie's like, "What's going on right now? What is Main Street?" I'm sorry. Why am I doing why am I doing the Shannon voice?
She's like, "Yeah, do my voice."
What's this? Hello. What is this?
That's why I was so confused.
Oh, this song's nice. It does make me feel better to make fun of Natalie's voice.
What a good song to get fingered by a lake, too.
I thought you were going to say by a lady.
That's what I thought you said.
I want a woman to put her tiny fingers inside of me. Oh. it does make me feel better. All right, turn it off. Maybe I can still keep the monetization on this episode. If we're going to bleep out the N-words, we're gonna try to keep the monetization on the episodes. That's right, Temple. Every word you said.
I was going to say, if somebody had the balls. Every time
Temple speaks. Yeah. Welcome to the show. Dave Temple's here. Doug Urim is here. Hey. We're going to do our plugs in just a second. I got to just relax. Can I say, ladies, what my problem is? In the bitch booth, can I tell you guys what the issue is? I wish you could see how this looks to me. This is supposed to be a fucking starship to comedy. This is supposed to be my control center to laughter, right? And I'm supposed to, this is fucking just pure chaos. If I were to write a note, let's say I try to write a note right now, my hand would hit the microphone stand. How would I possibly write a note? How would that happen? Do I want to use the computer? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to knock over my coffee, which I do. I already have a problem doing that. All over here with this computer. Now, I know that dumb dickhead Jew bitch Ralph made this table tiny, and that was his fault. And I'm angry with him about it the more I think about it. The more I think about this fucking table and the size of it, it's making me angry. But there's a better configuration. There's got to be a better way. And you can't tell me there isn't a better way. If my production staff is saying that they can't figure out a better configuration for the things on this table, I feel like we have much larger problems.
So I feel like you're using your computer solely for the purpose of kind of every so often looking at the live chat. If I sent you the notes to bring up on your computer, then you don't need a notepad.
He likes to write things down and doodle because he has ADHD.
So I like to write things down and doodle.
You can type the notes.
Typing is not going to...
You can't doodle on your keyboard.
You can, but it's going to take forever. You could draw like dicks with O's and 1's, but who has time to figure out how that works? There was a guy, like you copy and paste it, where it's like some of those like things where it's just like they draw like pictures with like different things are pretty incredible. Oh, by the way, for the racist live chat, just so you guys know, we're thinking about getting rid of pictures. On the race live chat, because you guys abuse it, because you guys spam like fucking dickheads. If you'd put funny memes once in a while or relevant pictures, it'd be great. But because it's just pictures of nudes and deep fakes of the production staff and the female guests on the show, at this point, we don't need it. We just don't need it. Go put that, go create your own categories in the Gas Digital message board, which has been overrun with bots. Who works for this company anymore? Is anything happening behind the scenes? Shannon, are you trying to explain? Are you trying to tell me that this is the way that this should be? This is crazy. What would I do, you ask?
Before you say what you would do, sir.
Please.
What I think is that computer should be over here. However, it needs to be plugged into work, and they don't want to make the cord go across here in front of me. So I think the fact that the computer needs to be plugged in.
Cord can go between us to the wall. That's not an issue. I've done it before. This bitch needs to be over here. That's a fucking little aside over here. I need this space to be open. I move over a bit. I'm right here. Computer's right here. There is too little space right here. I'm mad right now. Put on main street again. Put it on again. I'm losing my monetization because of the insubordination in this studio.
I think it's because of the traffic you hit.
What the fuck did you just say?
What the fuck did you just say to me?
What? Shannon, you're going to get suspended for the rest of the day. I'm about to send you home without pay for the rest of the day.
Okay, well, let me know soon, though.
How many more shows do you have?
I have one more tonight.
What show?
SDR.
So that would be actually a favor if I sent you home.
No, I have to go home in between shows anyway.
You have to go home?
You have to.
Get out then. Leave. She's gone. She's walking out, guys.
My monetization because of your insubordination. Because there's no coordination.
I'm a rapper.
You still have that Audi or did it get fucked up?
Doggy, don't even fuck it. Still have. Don't even. I just got my Audi back, and yesterday, as I'm backing up, there was a giant truck, and it was a weird shaped truck, like one of those things that with a crane on them, and
like a tow truck.
It was a weird truck. Thank you. You know what, Andrea? Oh, wow. Andrea is the only person here who deserves. You know, Andrea, and I mean this. You're getting a raise, and I mean this. I don't care what fucking Jew Ralph says. You are getting a raise. Because every time there's a problem, Andrea is there with a solution. Mm. We are a solution-based company. And the solution right now is the shittiest table I've ever seen in my entire life.
Andrew, you gave Lewis the table I count my pennies on.
This is the shittiest table, but at least it's a solution.
You have to say, Andrea always steps up with a solution.
Every fucking time,
listen,
dude.
Eric was better eye candy.
Fuck! My coffee's in my computer. Please give me a paper towel of sorts.
Oh, wow.
Andrea.
Jesus Christ.
Andrea.
Andrea, this is your fault. Andrea, your raise is gone. Matter of fact, you need to buy a new computer, idea. Andrea.
Oh, that's great.
Andrea.
Just left it on the table.
Andrea, if you didn't do that, that would not have happened.
Yeah.
Take the raise away.
I kind of have to take the raise away now. That
was a bad idea.
Oh, God damn it. Is it working? Oh, no. Oh, no. It smells weird.
Ah, fuck.
I thought it would make it run faster. It might be decaf.
God damn it, Zach. It was a brilliant joke. So sad and mad.
Can I try to provide a solution for the coffee situation?
It's too late.
Please.
You want one of these?
I thought you were going to give me a huge super absorbent tampon.
I mean, I could get you one.
I assume your tampons are massive.
Oh, of course.
I mean, just they're shaped like fists.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, they're called like wide set.
My mom used to use the biggest tampons. This was the thing. My sister told me. She reminded me of this recently. My mom used to use the largest tampons. You know, but people don't know this. I bet most men don't know that tampons come in pussy size. You did know this.
Yeah.
Okay. That's why it works. Yeah.
That's where he got that from. Tampons are made from white. Which is funny because
they have boxes that have all of them in there, like a variety box.
Yeah, just in case.
In case you're having a big pussy day.
Yeah, why is there a variety of pussy size? Like, is it because multiple women are in a house?
Yeah,
is that
probably.
Why?
Do you want a real answer? Or do you want a funny answer?
Aren't they for the different flows, not pussy size?
Yeah, it's basically like different times of your period you need more or less.
Ah, Jesus.
Ah.
I thought one covered it all.
Okay, my mom.
No, you get heavy floaters.
So it's not for pussy size. Are you sure?
It could also be that, theoretically.
Yeah, it's the same as like Magnum condoms for when you're backed up sexually.
My mom used to use the biggest ones, and she used to use two of them at a time.
Like the actual tampon or the fucking diaper looking ones? The fucking
tampons.
And she would stick it in her pussy.
I think you made up the two at a time thing.
I swear.
Why do you know that?
I swear in my son's life, my mother used to use two super super Tampax tampons at a time.
One
my son, or she told us that.
Why would she tell you?
Because
that?
She's a whore. I don't know, dude.
Maybe she.
I don't know why my whore mother would share this with. I don't know why anything. My mother told me technique for giving head in a movie theater once.
Oh.
Maybe she's putting one in her ass.
Mm.
You know, Temple. She's dead.
Septic shock.
Just lost one day.
I'm feeling a little bit better. I'm annoyed that I backed into this truck though, and it just gave a little dent to the back of my car. Not a bumper, but like it was raised. It was high up.
Yeah.
So and I can see it, and it's driving me wild. Mm-hmm. So now I have to take it back into the shop.
Yeah. And it's a black car, so you see every dent and every scratch on the fucking car.
Driving me out of my mind. Yeah. I'm so angry about this. I can't even explain to you. So that being late today, coming in with this psychotic configuration that these fucking gals put together. I mean, it's fine. Beyond that, we're going to have a great show. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
So look, let's do our plugs. Let's get them out of the way. Let's get our show going. Is this the normal plug music? Is it? Is that the song? Why is hearing that? What is that? What the song is that we're listening to?
Yeah, just that part hasn't started yet.
What is going on with my brain?
It's all that fucking traffic, man.
Doggy, my brain is not working right now, dude. New York City, there was no traffic for years now. I've been driving into the city for over a year. This week was the first week where it's been like crazy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't do it.
Everybody's coming back. You got to leave your house like you're going to Vermont.
This is wild. This is a wild thing that's happening right now in New York City. let's get our plugs. Tempo, what do you got to plug?
No need for apologies. It's a podcast here on Gas Digital Network. The rebroadcast will come on right after this if you're watching on the Gas Digital live stream. And follow me on all social media platforms. I'm Dave Temple, where it really matters.
Doug Yerum.
I got a podcast called No Offense Podcast with Doug Yerum, and follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and I got the pair coming up tonight, and I got a show in Newark, New Jersey at the Devil's Den at 8:30.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Doug's the man.
Fuck, I forgot one thing.
Go ahead, please. Yes,
buddy. Live podcast, February 15th. No need for apologies. We're doing a special thing, Thoughtsgiving. Thoughtsgiving, we are celebrating sex workers, hoes in general, and any kind of, you know, just like we're bringing them out. It's their day. Come out, bring a real hoe to the show, even if you're not fucking her. Just show a hoe a good time.
Show a hoe a good time. I love this. Zach Amico.
Instagram, Zach is not funny. Backup Twitter, ZA Spook Show. Keep an eye on both those because it looks like my new cartoon, Foolishly Ghoulish, is going to drop this Monday.
So just so you guys know, this is barely working. Now it's working. It's working and not working. The mouse. Fuck. Fuck. No. February 19th, Boston, myself, the great Zach Amico, one night only. Look, I'll tell you right now, we're crushing the Northeast over the next month and a half. Then 24th, 25th, 26th, comics at Mohegan Sun in Connecticut. Then March 4th and 5th, I'll be at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club, Point Pleasant, New Jersey. And then at the end of the month, Governor's Comedy Club out on Long Island, March 25th, 26th, Governor's McGuire's in Bohemia. And then the 26th, I'll be at the Brokerage in Belmore, New York. Lots more stuff coming up, like Chicago, Fort Worth, Texas, Dallas, Ontario, California, San Diego, California, Soul Joel's out in Pennsylvania, Kansas City, Missouri, and many more. Albany, New York, and more. All coming up before the summer even kicks off. So make sure you go to lewisofskanks.com. Grab tickets for all of those shows. And make sure you guys subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Gas Digital is probably the most important podcast network in the fucking world right now. We are changing the way things are done. We are leading the charge. They wanted to do a TV show with us. By the way, you know that, guys? We had a production company that wanted to shoot a pilot with us. You know what I just did? I put the kibosh on it. We ain't a fucking TV network. We're not. I called Raph. I was like, we're not doing it. It's crazy. We're not trying to be on TV. We are our own fucking thing. We're not trying trying to be part of the fucking mainstream. Look at Temple. He's like, wait, what?
God, that's his look, man. That's his look.
Just turned down a multi-million dollar deal.
No, I don't care what they offered. I don't care what they offered.
You're right.
I'm not interested in being a part of that world. We have our own world.
We'd last 8 seconds.
Yeah. Too many eyes.
It'll be over. That's it. So it's not worth it. But come and support this network fucking directly, because it really does help out. So subscribe. Use the promo code RAP. You get a 7-day free trial. That unlocks the entire on-demand library for all of the shows. There's over 800 episodes just of this show that you can't get anywhere else in the world. You got to go to Gas Digital. Plus Legion of Skanks, Yo MMA Rap, Zach and Miko's Midnight Spook Show, No Need for Apologies, and many other incredible shows on the network. All edgy as fuck. All like-minded. All uncensored. Really, really great content here on the Gas Digital Network. So make sure you guys support and use that promo code. And the rate's going to go up 50 cents next month, guys. So make sure you subscribe now so you guys lock in your monthly rate. We don't raise the prices on you. We raise the prices on the new people that are just discovering us. So make sure you guys do that and take advantage of that, because it's only $8 a month if you use that promo code. I mean, Netflix, I think, just raised it to like $16 a month. It's crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah, that's all right. I don't pay for my...
All right, brand new segment. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Hot for Teacher. I should have warned them. Hell yeah. Now, these are all hot teachers that have been caught fucking their students, and this happens a lot. This is a regular, I don't know why.
Some of them were hot. Some of them were just hot because they had a look of absolute shame on their face.
Yeah, I mean, there's, look, I like a mugshot. I like a girl that's in trouble. I like seeing that a girl was crying, like you see it in her eyes.
The puffiness,
there's something very sexy about glazed over eyes on a woman, right?
Yeah. Says you won every argument, by the way.
Yeah, there's something about it.
No, those are black eyes.
So every time one of these stories comes up, we're gonna talk about it, and we're gonna we'll I guess figure out if these teachers are actually hot or not, and should we rate them? Should we figure out who the hottest ones are? I have no idea. I didn't really think of the segment beyond just the name.
We'll figure it out. Was it worth their career? Were they hot it was worth ruining their career?
Let's see. Is there any of these teachers that have gone on to OnlyFans? That's what they need to do.
They need
to take advantage of the moment, because I would support like a teacher that fucked a 17 or 16-year-old kid on her OnlyFans if she was hot. I would do it in a heartbeat.
Didn't a teacher get caught on OnlyFans, though? Like, there's been a few that have been caught, like teacher found to have a fucking OnlyFans.
Teachers, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure. So what is the first story here, Shannon?
So the first one is, the headline is, teacher had sex with student on prom night.
And let's see her. Let's see the girl as we talk about her.
Okay. Wow. This is her. It's a couple of pictures.
Okay.
I believe that the right one is from the prom, but they don't specify because they said she was scantily clad
side
at the prom.
Side tit. Hell yeah. What if she was wearing the bikini at the prom? What a pig.
23. Why is she teaching high school?
Yeah, exactly.
Jesus Christ.
Get the fuck out of here.
Hell yeah, dude. Every guy in that school is like, I want to bang this teacher. She's so hot.
So what happened was, it was the prom at the end of the year. The student was 18, and he said he had – this is England, so there was some, like, final –
Oh, she's English?
Yeah.
Ah, never mind.
Teeth are all fucking
– irritating voice.
So he said he had already filed, like, the end-of-year paperwork or something. So he was, like, kind of done. And then so she was dressed kind of a little slutty at the party. And then afterwards, after all the teachers went home, she didn't want to go home. So she went to the after party with the students.
Ooh.
And she
– amazing.
At the after party, apparently she said to the group of them, just treat me like I'm not a teacher tonight.
Oh, hell yeah.
And then she went –
just treat me like I'm not a teacher.
Like I'm not your school mom. Right.
So this kid understood the assignment.
Give me a good shagging, will ya? Yeah.
So they went into a hallway, and they started making out, and then they went back to her room, and they had sex.
Yes.
Amazing.
And he's 18, though.
18, and she's 23.
Fine.
Yeah.
I mean,
if it wasn't her job to be a teacher, this is 100% acceptable.
I mean.
Yeah, 18 and 23, absolutely.
Honestly, I feel like.
You give up your teenager fucking privileges when you work at a school.
Can I say, if she wasn't his teacher.
Right.
If she wasn't, and they were graduating. It wasn't like she was like, at that point, she had a relationship you know, with the kid. It's like, no, he's graduating. This is like a fucking graduation present, and the best graduation present ever.
Yeah, there's nothing
as
wrong with
we
that.
Go on.
Remember. Yeah, I mean, look, I feel like at one point, she wasn't arrested, right? Was she?
No, she wasn't.
She was just fired.
Yeah, yeah, she was fired.
Ah, Jesus.
They weren't able to charge her with any criminal activity, and now she works as a yoga instructor. And you can share this picture.
Oh,
yeah. Okay.
She's fucking smoking, dude.
Makes more money doing this. Dude, but what's wrong with, like, a teacher can't fuck the students after they graduate? What's wrong with that?
I think it's discouraged.
You're all civilians.
There's a power dynamic there.
Yeah, and I think even if it was a year later, I think it would still be a problem in most.
Yeah, I think if you're a high school teacher and you wait for the chick to, like, come back after freshman or sophomore year of college, that's still murky.
Which is
a power dynamic.
Because
there.
You see these girls leave and go to, like, the drug dealers outside at, like, 25 with, like, a car. And it's like, she's clearly fucking adults already. Just, you know what I mean?
Or fuck a teacher. He's going to have a severance package. Yeah.
She's fucking the guy that makes money instead of you.
Yeah. We caught one of our teachers outside of this girl's house one summer. I was, like, a freshman in high school. And this guy, his name was Mr. G. And he's outside this girl Lauren's and outside this girl Lauren's house. And, you know, we're young, so we're, like, fucking around outside. We look in the car. He's waiting outside of her fucking door for her to come out.
And she was a freshman too?
No, she was a fucking senior. She had graduated that year, but she always stayed after school with him. Like, she was like, if I had detention with him or some shit, she was always in the fucking room with him.
Yeah.
Little did I know they were fucking the whole time.
Yeah.
But he didn't get fired. He got back. I don't know if anybody knew, but he was back there next year.
Yeah, my manager at KFC was fucking like the 15-year-old girl that worked there.
Yeah, that happens.
It was like she was very young. She was wearing braces. I remember like it was we caught them in the we caught them in the parking lot one day, and like literally. And then I said something to him. I was like, "Yeah, I saw you in the parking lot with this chick." And then he was like really nervous about it. And then literally for a year after I worked there, he would give me free chicken because we would blackmail him.
Oh, that's great.
But see, you held it to the chest. I mean, you said it on your podcast.
I would have never.
I thought you were just reacting to the sentence "free chicken."
Yo, hey, speaking my language.
He gets it.
What would I even done though? Like in his mind, I'm sure. Like back then, this is 99.
Probably tell her parents would have been the.
How would I?
That would have been weird though.
How would I even find her parents?
Right.
Like I would like.
I mean, somebody's got to come pick her up, right? Is she walking home?
I don't know. I think
KFC?
No.
15? No, you go home from work on your own.
Yeah, I guess. He drives it.
Well,
fuck
what would I do? I would fucking run out and be like, "Hey, just say like, what a weird thing." Who would I tell?
Exactly.
I guess I could.
This is why you're not a chick.
Yeah.
Because a chick would have five ways to do this already. She's like, first you write an anonymous letter.
That's crazy. I'm gonna fucking contact the higher ups at KFC. I'm like, "Dear Colonel, I don't know who to tell. I don't know how to get the guy."
The legacy of my urban life should not be tainted by a pedophile manager.
This is not what we stand for. It's fucking Norm MacDonald reading his letter.
Oh, shit, dude. I'll tell you right now. All right, really quickly, we must thank Manscaped.com for supporting today's show. Manscaped.com make the best products for below-the-belt trimming. The electric shaver, the Lawnmower 4.0, is what I fucking absolutely love. It is super quiet. It's nearly impossible to nick yourself with it, and it works super fast. I use it right in the shower, Zach. It's actually waterproof as well.
Yeah, and if you're somebody like me and you have to do some exploration while you shave, it's got an LED light on the end of it. Yes. You can literally go in the shower in the dark and come out looking good.
Yeah, it really is great. I'll tell you right now, if you guys do any sort of trimming down there, you know it can be dangerous work. If you're using a Bic or something like that, it's... The chance of cutting yourself, we've all done it. We've all cut ourselves using a Bic or even using hair trimmers.
Now I burnt myself again.
You don't want to deal with that, okay? You get the Lawnmower 4.0. It is the fucking best thing you're ever going to do. I've never looked better downstairs. It takes just maybe 20 seconds. I'm in and out. Like I said, I do it in the shower, and we have an incredible deal. If you guys grab the Lawnmower 4.0 right now, just go to manscaped.com. Use the promo code REALASS when you check out, and you're going to save 20% off your entire order with free shipping. Once again, that's manscaped.com. Use the promo code REALASS for 20% off and free shipping. Okay, where were we? All right, let's go to the next Hot for Teacher story, Shannon. I know we have another one, right?
Yeah, so the next one is a dad of a teaching assistant who had sex with a 14-year-old boy defends his daughter. So here's her. She's also 23. There's a couple of pictures.
That's the daughter?
Yep. So this is the woman who had sex with a 14-year-old boy. So she claims that he initiated the whole thing. He DM'd her on Instagram.
Of course he did.
And that's how the relationship started. Let me see if there's any more pictures.
He's a young go-getter.
This kid in a park car at a supermarket is where they hooked
up? Yeah, in a supermarket parking lot is where they had sex.
Oh, that's dirty.
And so the dad says...
The dad has to defend her.
The dad is backing her and saying she was just asking for help. That she had some mental health issues, and this was her way of asking
with
for
what
help.
Algebra.
So she is now, though, that him backing her didn't really help. She's now had to register as a sex offender. She has a curfew, but she is in a
what is it, 3 o'clock?
I think it's 7 p.m. But yeah. That's
the story. Was it three? It just
hit. Wait, it was her dad that defended her?
Her dad, yeah.
Yes. Oh, I thought it was the kid's dad.
I thought that too. I think that's how they make it kind
do you
of
imagine sad. Imagine finding out your daughter went for a 14-year-old who slid in her DMs, and you're like, ah, all right, let me help you clean this up, baby.
I think he's literally going, she's nuts.
Yeah.
It's not her fault. Yeah. She's not a criminal. She's just an insane person.
A crazy person.
Well, she, you know, she fucked a 14-year-old student. I mean, is she that nuts? No, it's that old fucking thing. It's not as weird if it's a girl fucking a young boy.
Yeah.
So is she nuts, or is she just tempted by the fruit of this young gentleman taking away his innocence?
I mean, look, here's the thing. I think it's actually, in a weird way, a little bit more psychotic for women.
You think so?
In a weird, really think about it, right? Like guys,
these guys have nothing.
Guys are fucking. We're tempted by our guiding light is our dick, and we're tempted by pussy, and these guys are fucking. They're teachers. All these fucking.
Yeah.
Tight teenagers keep on walking into this classroom. He's got to just deal with it day in, day out. He slips up. He made a mistake. These girls can fuck anybody at any time. Like sex for them is just like whatever. Yeah. They have a real sickness. They want to go fuck a child. That's what's going on here. What's turning these women on is the fact that it's a boy. She's like, I want to fuck a boy. That's really
the
hot.
The innocence.
I don't know that. When the guys are doing it to like a 15 or 16-year-old chick, I don't know that it's like, oh my God, I'm trying to be a pedophile. No, at this point, it's like they're fucking developing into women and they're dudes and they're playing in traffic all the time. They're lonely. They're horny. It's just the curse of being a man is that we're horny, fucked up individuals all the time. If we have full balls, we make horrible fucking decisions. Mm. Women don't have that same curse. If a woman's doing some creepy shit, it's because she's a fucking creep. Yeah. Period.
Well, and like that's what her dad's trying to say in so many words. Yeah. It's like, look, my daughter's a fucking creep.
Yeah, but it's like you said, she might be just like turned on by the innocence of this young man. You know, how many guys have fucked her?
Well, that girl, she sounds like she was like, for her dad to be defending her that way, she sounds like she was like Black Snake Moan. Like, how'd you get...
Hold on, I just looked down at the racist live chat and they're going wild right now. They're losing their minds. I don't know, because I haven't looked at it at all during the show. My assumption is, because we're thinking about getting rid of pictures in the chat, I assume, will somebody let me know if that's the reason why you absolute psychopaths are losing your minds right now?
Wow.
It's just them writing the N-word over and over and over. Oh,
they're also using letters and numbers to draw swastikas.
See, this is also why guys can't report. Great, you're busy.
Busy trying to figure out how to make swastikas out of numbers. Look at that. Now, men, where would we be?
Would it be great if somebody drew them with 6 million ones?
What? Let me ask them a question. In the racist live chat right
That's
now.
That's dedication.
Can I just say this to these guys? Okay, you guys are fucking psychos, okay? I'm not even looking at the chat. You're literally just wasting your finger energy right now. I don't look at the chat because you guys spam it with horseshit. So instead of engaging with the chat and fucking writing relevant shit and posting relevant shit, you guys do this. You're just doubling down on the reason why I don't engage with the chat to begin with. 573 Gasline. I'll leave it up to the fans. We're gonna open up the phone lines right now. 573 Gasline. Should we get rid of pictures in the racist live chat? Is it a distraction to the chat? Is it a distraction to the show? Should we maybe ban the N-word? Because this is all they're writing over and over again. I have no idea. We might have to start making real changes. We might have to start making real changes in the racist live chat because of the way that these people act.
They're going
just behave,
you people.
Behave, Shatters.
Louis, just real quick, we may have to restart the internet.
Why?
Because it's flickering in and out. Mm. It's streaming. It's lagging a little bit. I feel like it may just be better to start right now just to refresh it.
Okay, guys, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back in 3 minutes. 3 minutes, and we're going to open up the phone lines. Bring back. Are the pictures gone? Are the pictures already gone? Is that what's going on?
Wait, are we off right now?
That's hilarious. No, we're still rolling if you want to keep going, but we're not streaming.
Oh, it's because the pictures are gone. They're losing their minds.
Oh, okay. That's
First
their
of all,
protest.
I never pulled the trigger on the pictures being on. I said to Ralph this morning, this is funny that he actually got rid of it that quickly. I said, maybe we should consider getting rid of pictures because a lot of people are complaining that it's just spam, people that want to actually chat. Don't censor us, you
Don't censor us.
They're all going out on the shield right now. This is the last thing.
Yeah, this is their last place to use it. It's last.
You know, look, here's the thing. Look, the racist live chat, they got to be racist. You got to let them be racist. But it's not the picture live chat.
Are you ready for a call?
What?
You ready for a call?
Yeah, 573 Gasline. Please put them through. Tell me when the stream's back up. Yeah. We're up.
It seems better.
573 Gasline. I didn't realize that they already took down the pictures. I told Ralph this morning that I thought about taking pictures off, and apparently the pictures are gone now, and people are not happy about this. This is interesting. 573 Gasline, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, I'm Trevor.
What up, Trevor? What's going on here? We're talking about the racist live chat here. Do you think this is a mistake? Do you think we should be keeping pictures in the racist live chat?
I think you're a
Oh, I knew that was coming.
All right, hang up on this piece of shit. He's blocked from the show. Fuck you, Trevor. It's on, baby boy.
I felt that one coming. I knew he was going to say that.
Yeah. 573 Gasline, do you think we should keep the pictures in the racist live chat? I have no idea. I didn't realize it was going to be this big of an issue. I had no idea. We're censoring people now, guys. Is there somebody else, Shannon?
Yeah, the phones are blowing up.
The phones are... Shut up,
hello.
Bitch. 573 Gasline, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Frank from San Diego.
Frank from San Diego. What do you think here? Do you think I should be adding these pictures back to the racist live chat?
Yeah, but you should have somebody moderate it. But I also just want to say, I love your show. I love what you do. I've seen you live. And thank you so much, man. You keep my days going. I listen to you while I'm at work. Today's my birthday. And I just want to say what's up. And I love you guys.
Wow, what a gay call.
Yeah, I really thought he was going to have me at the end of it.
I really thought that was coming at the end. Like, I love you guys. N-word.
No, dude, thank you so much. I appreciate the phone call, my brother. I appreciate the phone call. You're the man. I appreciate it. Maybe a moderator. Shannon, could you moderate the live chat and remove nude pictures of yourself regularly throughout the show?
Not while I'm producing.
That
I
would
do
be
it
a
for
lot.
Other shows.
It's a whole other job.
Yeah,
right?
I can do it for other shows.
573 Gasline, please put them through. Just keep on putting them through. I will let the people speak. I'm a man of the people. I've always been a man of the people. So don't fucking act like I'm one of these guys that are trying not to be one of you people. 573 Gasline, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, my name is Youssef. I'm calling from Jersey.
Uh-oh. Fuck yeah, doggy. What do you think here?
You got to put the pics back, man. John Longcock, all he writes is, yo, put this nigga speak. He keeps blocking our chat. Bring back the pics. I don't know.
So it's John. But hold on. Is John Longcock the problem? Because if John Longcock's the problem, maybe we just remove John Longcock.
No. You got to watch on Mondays when they just post like trannies and shit all the time. Maybe remove them, but like these people just post pictures of women and shit.
That's kind
of
cool.
Is segregation in the chat? You guys don't like tranny pics?
Well, I don't know, if there was a woman on the as a guest today, you know, we'd be seeing her at least, you know, deep faked.
That is true. Deepfaking the female guest is one of the benefits of the racist live chat. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize how much that was an added benefit. So I appreciate your phone call. Yeah. You gave me a lot to think about. Thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
Thank you, Yusuf.
Yusuf. 573 gas line. Bring back the pictures, Big. Bring back the pictures, Big.
Get the next call.
Hello.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Alan. Alana Mofo from the chat.
Alana Mofo from the chat. What do you think here? You guys are the people who use this chat. Am I crazy? Should I be returning the pictures back to the chat?
The reason I love gas is because it's like 2002 internet.
Yes, it really is.
No, it means the plan you guys have. That's why it keeps going out all the time. We're on dial up here at Gas Digital.
Yeah, no, the reason why, I mean, it would not be real ass to censor the chat in any way.
I agree that it's not real ass. Let me say, I also did not tell Ralph to pull the trigger. I'll call Shannon, call Ralph right now. Thank you very much for your feedback. Call Ralph right now. Get him on the line right now. Because I don't know why Ralph. Here's the thing. If you're mad at anybody, folks, let me make this very clear. We discuss ideas all the time. Every single day we discuss different ideas.
Baby. What a falling empire.
We're simply following orders from Lewis to put up the track.
We had a conversation with it. The minute they don't like it, he threw Ralph under the bus.
This is true. That's why I'm saying call Ralph on the phone because I will prove it.
Okay, I just texted him. In the meanwhile, do you want to take more calls? Because the
please,
phone
one
is
more
still...
call. One okay. more call. The lines are blowing up.
Really
I've never
are.
Seen people so engaged with the show. 573
They're not looking
line.
At pictures the whole time.
Yeah.
What's up? What's your name? Where are you calling from? Turn your computer down so we don't hear the feedback.
Oh, sorry. It's Drew from Pennsylvania.
What's up, Ken?
What up? I think if you censor the live chat, I will literally end your life.
You'll kill me.
Yeah.
How will you do it?
Stab you in the neck.
Fuck. By stabbing, dude. That's why I know that he's serious about that because I feel like that is sort of the way that I'm going to go out.
Yeah,
that's one of my biggest fears is dying like my father died.
He got stabbed in the neck?
He stabbed in the lower intestine.
Oh.
But they were going for his neck. Puerto Ricans are stupid. They have shitty aim.
They short. Thought it was his neck. This is his neck, right?
All right. Thank you very much for the threat on my life. I appreciate that. Look, here's the thing. I floated the idea about removing pictures. I had no idea that Ralph was going to pull the trigger. He gets very proactive sometimes. I just say something and then boom. We had another meeting and he said, oh, email these guys. And I was like, sure, I'll do it after the call. He just took it on upon himself to email them all the information we just discussed because he's impatient and he's just had a moment where he was like, I'm going to do everything right now. So that's what was going on right now. I did not say bring back. I did not say remove the pictures. I said, should we consider it? And then he was like, I think so. And I was like, probably not, though. What I said was, we probably shouldn't, to be honest.
I don't know, dude. This is your third time saying that. Now I don't believe you. Like, you're driving this point home hard.
I mean, to be honest with you, the drawings of swastikas and penises with zeros and ones, it's more distracting than the deepfakes of the females.
But you forced them to get more creative.
I did force them to be more creative. Guys, you should be thanking me for the fucking being your muse.
Yeah.
Muse Jay Gomez. That's me.
The fuck's a muse again?
Inspiration. Inspiration.
Oh. Fuck, I forgot.
Is Ralph on the line?
Once a dog kidding, man. Not a word you use a lot, huh?
No, never. I've never inspired anybody. Nobody's ever inspired me.
I'm trying to call him, but every time I pick up the phone to call, there's a million calls coming through, so I'm trying to call him.
All right, pick up another call. 573 gas line. Guys, stop calling. Stop calling
now. The number.
Stop calling now. 573 gas line. Stop calling.
All right, next one's through.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Uh-oh.
Yo, this is Marty Marr.
Marty Marr, what's up, kid?
Ohio.
What's going on here? What's going on? Do you think this is a mistake?
Hey, get rid of the racist live chat.
We're not getting rid of the racist live chat. I was saying maybe get rid of the pictures because it became a little bit of a distraction, but now I'm thinking that this may be a mistake. My life has been threatened.
Man, I'm a hardworking man, and that's all I got to look at is the news.
What do you do for a living?
I weld.
You weld.
Oh, that's
a fucking blue-collar... A blue-collar American.
Shit.
It's a man fucking job right there. I appreciate your feedback.
Man, I like stopping and looking at some nudies, especially a Shannon, man. So
maybe
keep it up.
I know. Bring about welding the bridge.
I know. Can I say, can I thank you very much for your phone call? Maybe if they did better deep fakes, because my problem is the quality of the deep fakes aren't great. So it's like, in my mind, I'm going, this is a moot point. Nobody's jerking off to these deep fakes.
Now it's a contest.
Yeah, especially the one with you blowing Bobby.
That is a deep, you're right. That is a deep fake of me blowing Bobby. That is a deep throat fake.
For the longest, I thought it was real. I really thought you blew somebody for the longest until you.
That was completely digitally edited. I wasn't even there. I wasn't even actually in the room.
Right, Bobby doesn't have a black
thanks
cock.
Thanks for calling me, cocksucker.
Ditto.
What did Ralph say? Shannon, nothing? Is he afraid? Ralph.
Yes?
You're on the Real Ass Podcast, my friend.
Holy shit, really?
So let me say something, Ralph. We had a discussion this morning, okay, about a few things. One of the things we discussed was the possibility of removing pictures from the racist live chat, right? And then Ralph...
Removing the what?
Removing pictures from the racist live chat. And one of Ralph's reactions, he said, he was like, I don't know if we can do that. And then I said, what did I say to you, Ralph?
It might be a simple switch. And it was, but in my defense.
But let me just say, I said it's probably a simple switch, if I had to guess, where you can just pick the parameters of what people can post in the chat. That was it. And Ralph took it upon himself, and it's correct if I'm wrong, to just do it without any further discussion.
Why not?
Well, people are not happy right now, Ralph.
Wow.
The racist live chat.
First of all, the question is this. Whose idea was it? Yours. It's just a simple flip of a switch. And I said, I'll have Dave do it.
Not Dave Temple.
We didn't say we were. So it's Dave Temple's fault, you're saying.
No.
Also, by the way, in my defense, everything in Lewis's world it assumedly takes 5 minutes. And it never does. But this one actually did.
I did not expect to come in today and have an uprising of Real Ass Podcast fans in the chat. I didn't look at it for the first 35 minutes of the show, and I didn't realize that there was no more pictures. And in the beginning of the show, I said, oh, we thought about taking out pictures. I looked down, and it's just literally people calling me the N-word over and over and over again, just hundreds of times, Ralph.
Okay, well, I see nothing wrong with that.
But how far have we come as a society?
By the way,
where a Jew can now use the excuse, I was just flipping a switch.
And by the way, you didn't say, hey, find out how complicated the process is, and based on how complicated it is, we'll decide if we're going to do it.
No, I said we'll decide if we're going to. I was floating an idea, as I often do. I float. How much, Ralph? I'm an idea guy. I float ideas. You don't pull the trigger on every idea I float.
And honestly, 90% of them are awful.
Oh my God! There we go, Ralph. One out of 10 ideas is pretty fucking good still.
Yeah, it's still pretty good average, to be honest with you.
All right, but here's what I'm going to say.
Turn it back on. But also, by the way, let me say this: it does. Press our servers too. All those pseudo pictures of Shannon naked does run a toll on our servers.
It does run a toll on our servers. Can I say, Ralph, let's discuss it further. Let's turn the pictures back on for the fans right now. Let's give them what they want, and then let's have a discussion further about what we can do. Maybe I have an idea. This is going to speak to Ralph's Jew senses. Maybe we charge people more money to be able to post pictures. I think they would have no problem with that. What do you think, Ralph?
Well, that's definitely going to take a lot of programming. How about this? The worst picture of me, if I see something that really makes me think it's vile and disgusting picture of me, maybe we'll leave it on.
A selfie?
Ralph, go turn the pictures back on, please, for the fans, because it's an uprising. Right. They're calling over and over again. They're threatening my life. A guy said he's going to cut my throat.
Just so you know. We are clear this was your idea. I'm sorry I implemented your idea immediately.
No, it was my – I have a lot of ideas, Ralph. Ralph, I have an idea. How about you give me $100,000 right now? Here's an idea I have.
I fell for that already.
It would also take me 5 seconds, Lewis. It would also take me 5 seconds.
All right. Thank you, Ralph. Thank you very much.
Doing it now. Goodbye.
The Real Ass Podcast rules.
Are you texting them under the table telling them to not do it now?
No. I keep it very real ass. People in the live chat they spoke. And your voices were heard. Shannon, wasn't I opening the phone for another reason today?
Yes, dude, I could see the chat.
No, it was for what we discussed prior to the show was there is one additional potential Crack Amico submission, and you were going to open it up to the fans.
Right. That's right. So I guess there was another guy who said that he submitted. He said he submitted on time, but Shannon has no proof that this guy submitted on time, right? So he'd missed the parameters. So, Shannon said it was like, no. And then I was like, no as well. But then I guess Zach heard it and he said it was good.
I think it's worth hearing. I think he might have sent it to maybe a letter off email or something.
You believe the guy?
I don't care if I do, because you know what? Crack Amico would lie, cheat, and steal his way into anything.
That is true. I actually have respect for the real assness of the lie. People think, I've had so many girlfriends in my life.
We know.
Like, throw that in my face. Throw being a real ass dude in my face. Like, in real life, like, they pull it into the real, as opposed to it being, like, on the show, like, you know, hey, it's a real ass dude. Yeah.
Like, are you being a real ass dude right now?
When you lie and cheat on me, you're being a real ass dude. Do real ass dudes lie and cheat? Wow. And the answer, and I can never say it.
That's so prominent that it happens to his friends, too.
Yeah, by the way, I'm telling
you. That's not a fun
thing. You've heard that line. Oh, yeah, is it real ass? Is it real ass to cheat and lie and steal? And the real, you can't say it to your woman in the time because she's crying and hurting and she just went through your phone. But the answer is yes. A real ass dude would lie and cheat and steal.
Yeah.
That's what real ass dudes do.
Yeah.
Okay? Sometimes a real ass dude gets caught and then he talks his way out of it.
Yeah.
Okay? That's a fact. These are facts, so check that fact. So I was going to open up the phone lines, but we already did that. So here's the thing. I'll take Zach's opinion on this. Zach is one half of this show. So I will say we're going to give one more Crack Amico submission a chance. But, Zach, it better be good.
Okay, so he sent a video. Here's the video.
Staple dollars to my tits, bitch, I'm Crack Amico. Rattlesnake, Louis J, repping Puerto Rico. We got hella bad bitches and they like Depot. But I still suck a dick, bitch, I'm Crack Amico. I'm off a dab and your man sober. Give me hella head like I'm Dan Soder. I'm a spook show.
Oh, shit.
Crossing over. Me and Louis about to rape Joe Rogan. Stick together like we Siamese. We can jump his ass. He only 5'3". Had that pussy hooked up to an IV. Like we Shane Gillis and he Chinese. I'm on my knees. Head steady bobbing. I stay politic and I'm part of the problem. The boys out in Texas like Howdy and Robbie. Blast off in the Audi like Batman and Robin. Philip J with a gun up in the butt. I raped that bitch. She a motherfucker. My dad got stabbed in the motherfucking gut. These
good.
Stars gonna make me nut. Staple dollars to my tits, bitch, I'm Crack Amico. Rattlesnake, Louis J, reppin' Puerto Rico. We got hella bad bitches and they like Depot. But I still suck a dick, bitch, I'm Crack Amico. Staple dollars to my tits, bitch, I'm Crack Amico. Rattlesnake, Louis J, reppin'.
I love this guy.
Yeah, he's got the look.
He's got the look.
This is the look I think we've been discussing.
He's got the look. He's got the lifestyle. He's got it all.
Do you want to finish it?
Yeah, please.
Come get your son, homeboy. By the way, fuck Dylan. He a silver spoon, light skin wigger. Y'all drop his ass. Fact, I see him. I drop that pussy ass boy myself. Bet that shit on God.
Yes, he's gonna fuck you up, Dylan. He's gonna fuck you up. I might have him win just so he fucks you up. Look at him. He will fucking destroy you, Dylan. He will destroy you. He's got guns, too. And he's supposed to picture Kim Kong in a bikini at the end.
Yeah, dude, I saw that yesterday, and I was like, I'll give this man the $1 million.
This guy did rule. All right, put him in. He's in the S list. Shannon, how can he not? Yep. He's the only one who shot a music video, like a full-fledged. What was the other guy that was psychotic?
Yeah.
I love this show. How is Real Ass Podcast not your favorite podcast in the world? I mean, I know like people are like, oh, Legion of Skanks, Big J's great, blah, blah, blah. Whatever, dude. This is some original shit, doggy.
Yeah.
We just do some shit here that, I don't know, man. We're tapping into some shit. What's going on? Did they turn it back on in the racist live chat, the pictures?
Where's that dude from?
Is he refreshing? I don't think so.
The fucking dude who just did the music video.
We're doing a contest for a rap persona.
Ah, I see.
Yeah. So, it was good. It was great. I like him. Next week, we're going to show the top 10. I'll give a little more information about them, their backgrounds, their hometowns. Paco, you better get ready with that video, doggy. He didn't even know. Did you, Shannon, did you email the contestants yet?
I've made it through halfway through them. They're all going to know by the end of today.
It's a copy and paste for 10 people.
Yeah, I mean, have a lot of things you only in a day,
made it,
Lewis.
If you only made it through half of them, that means that you, like, in the middle of this 7-minute project, you got bored.
No, I am never bored, literally. It's everybody needs something right now, so I have to switch over.
Okay. You see, Shannon's always giving me lip. Not the kind of lip I want, either.
Gross.
Hair lip.
All right, real quick, we must take a moment and thank our incredible sponsor, YoDelta.com, for supporting today's show. We are talking to responsible adults who are over the age of 21 who live in a state where Delta 8 THC is legal. If you guys don't know, Delta 8 THC is legal in about 42, 43 states right now. It ships right to your door and it gets you super duper high.
Absolutely, guys. They sent us vapes. They sent us gummies. We did the field research. They work. You guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp. And it can be legally shipped to a bunch of states, and it gets you really high. I got to tell you, I underestimated Delta 8. They sent us gummies. I'm like, how powerful could these be?
Mm.
Took three. Got to say, should have done one.
Dude, I'll tell you right now, the gummies, when I'm edibles, I can never tell how strong they are, right? I can't always, because honestly, I'm a pothead, right? So the way that I tell is I get this, like, a certain type of cotton mouth, and the intensity of that cotton mouth lets me know how intense they are. I literally couldn't fucking open my mouth. It was so dry after using them.
It was the best day of my life.
Dude, I was so high. I ran out of weed. I had the Delta 8 vape for a while. When they first started sending them to us, I just wasn't using it. I had weed, and I was like, I don't really need Delta 8, right? I was one of these non-believers. I ran out of weed one day, and I used the vape pen, and I got so fucking high. I was shook. I was like, I didn't realize exactly what this stuff was. It is just a little bit different than regular THC, but it gets you super high. You got to try it out for yourself, and it's way more affordable to begin with. But if you guys want to save 25% off your order, just go to YoDelta.com and use the promo code GAS. Save 25%. And go get some YoDelta Delta 8 THC delivered to your home today. Okay, where were we? All right, let's see. Let's just go to a nice fun video. Let's go to the homeless guy, Shannon.
Okay, so this happened in Seattle. Okay, so there was a woman that was leaving work. She was an Amazon engineer.
I don't even need to know all that. Let's just watch the video.
Okay, hold on.
I don't even need the background of this. I just saw what the video said, and then I was like, I want to watch this.
Okay, headlines.
Hold on 1 second because the internet is a little shitty.
Oh, that means the live chat is accepting pictures.
Dougie, I thought that we fixed the internet. What happened here?
Lately, the past couple of weeks, it's been shitty again. But here's the video. There's no sound.
Let's see.
I can't tell if it's daytime or nighttime in Seattle. Okay. Holy shit.
Quickly approached.
Bow! Oh, I did not click on this. Holy shit.
Wow.
Shannon, you just said, does it live or die? You said you don't think it would work for does it live or does it die. I do not know if that woman is alive or dead.
Can you bring it back?
Holy shit.
Hold on 1 second.
I love the videos we watch on this podcast.
So that was a woman walking down the street.
Maybe.
And a homeless gentleman behind her. What did he have?
A baseball bat.
Baseball bat.
Wow.
Let's see. Okay. One more time.
Oh, wait. An ad's going to go. Hold on.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
But yeah, so I can tell you what happened to her. So he did crack her skull. Here you go. He cracked her skull, and she's awaiting surgery.
Yeah. Bump, 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 bump.
Didn't you say you were going to reset the internet?
Now batting!
Derek Jeter.
He dropped his bag and everything. Dude.
I want to hear how that sounds. I wish there was just that thought of the metal bat off of a thick skull.
I've heard a metal bat hit a head. It's fucking gross. Yeah, it's
I got hit in the head with a metal bat once. Mm.
It's got a... You too? Well, nah, fucking hell.
Batman threw it at you? Ow!
Yeah, no, I was playing baseball with this kid named Ryan Nolan.
Yeah.
And this kid was just kind of a dick. All the kids in my block were like little fucking dickheads. And this kid, like, I was playing the catcher position, and he swung and hit me in the head with the bat. And I'm almost positive now, after I think back, that he just did it on purpose. Yeah. Like, how funny it would be to just hit this kid in the head with a baseball
bat. So he, like, let go of it? Or did he just, like, backswing? Like, how the fuck, if you're playing catch,
turned around, faced me, and fucking...
Oh, of course he did it on purpose. What the fuck?
Now he swung at it. Just, I don't know. But here's the thing. I also wasn't athletic and had no idea what I was doing. Like, yeah. So I could have easily just stood up and fucking, like, while he was swinging.
Yeah.
But he was just, like, a little bit of a dick. I've seen now that I have my own child as well, and I watch him, like, play in the park, like, with other kids. You see sometimes little kids that are... purposefully trying to hurt other little kids in the midst of like they're purposely trying to accidentally hurt their friends. I've had to have conversations with kids that James been playing with, and I watched it happen. I was like, oh no, I just saw what the fuck happened.
Mm-hmm.
You're pretending it's an accident, but you want to see how far you could push it and hurt this other kid.
And you ever see how they lie right away, and you're like, who the fuck taught you that? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like they're caught red-handed, and like fucking I crazy. Saw you. And they're like,
what was the end result with that video, Shannon?
So this is the guy. They found him, and he is now in custody.
Oh, he's not homeless.
Oh, man, crack amigo submission.
Hell yeah, dude.
Does he have cauliflower ears?
He looks like an expensive handbag.
Yeah. But did she sleep with his student? Did she sleep with his son?
Hey, from now on, when you pull up a picture of somebody and we start making fun of it, don't pull it off the screen immediately. Let the comedians in the room riff on the visual thing that we're fucking talking about.
I like that this
guy. It's crazy the way.
No, you're right. I think he does have cauliflower.
He does have cauliflower ear.
Oh hell yeah, dude!
Look at that,
collard green eyes.
That was good. Well, forget it now. I'm done riffing on it, Natalie.
What is the logo that he's got all over? Was that
pull
like
it back
Louis Vuitton?
Out,
right?
A fake Gucci logo, and then the Louis Vuitton logo on his face.
What a douche! Who the fuck puts that shit on a fucking?
That looks like a guy that Kim Congdon would currently date.
That's kind of gay.
It's weird that he goes no mustache.
He does have a record for he's done domestic violence. I thought you meant he was a rapper.
He got a record dropping next summer.
What's his record for?
There's domestic violence charges and other assault charges.
Yeah, he didn't give a fuck. Do we know the reason why he hit her in the head with the bat?
No. They don't seem to have known each other at all. He just dropped his bags and
hit her. She forgot that she was being a cunt a minute before. That's what's happened. He knocked the cunt out of her head, and then she's like, I don't know what happened.
Yeah, we didn't see the lead up to how
maybe if he's just a crazy person. I don't know that he's just a crazy. He doesn't scream crazy to me.
Nah, he doesn't look crazy.
It is a dumb tattoo.
Yeah.
What that screams is, I can't say the N-word. I'm trying to think of what word I would use to describe like that type of person that would get a Louis Vuitton logo tattooed on his face. It's just, it's not crazy.
Influencer?
It's another level of like fucking hood rat ghetto shit, right? So I think that this guy is probably violent as fuck, but I don't think he's a crazy person. I think probably what happened was she said some shit. And he was like, yeah, I'm going to fucking knock your head off your shoulders.
Yeah, she probably clowned him publicly.
Yeah. It wasn't like, it was probably something stupid. It was probably something watch where you're walking, or like as benign and stupid as that.
Yeah, or like she was like with the dog, like, excuse me.
Yeah, and he happened to be baseball bat shopping that day. It was just the wrong day.
Like that chick who got punched in the face on the subway, that white chick, and the black dude punched her. Yeah. You know she was busting his fucking balls a couple minutes before, like, excuse me, get out of the way. And he just went pow and cracked it in the face.
You can't hit women, obviously.
No.
It's an obvious thing, but at the same time,
on camera.
I mean, it's just the world, you know. You just have to fucking sort of watch who you're talking shit to.
Yeah.
You know, as a dude, it's like we learn that. It's a lesson that we sort of learn when we're like 8 or 9 years old. It's like, watch who the fuck you're talking shit to, because you're going to get punched in the face. And I said this about my kid the other day, about him getting bullied, about how I'd rather get him bullied now at 9 than start getting bullied at 15 years old, where it could be a problem. A 15-year-old kid could be like legitimately put you in the fucking hospital. Yeah. I remember these kids that I knew, this one kid that I knew was involved in like this big fucking, wasn't even a fight. They were like at a party. And they just jumped this kid. They were all like 15 years old. Mm-hmm. And they just beat the piss out of this kid to the point where this kid was hospitalized for like a month.
Yeah.
They just kept him going for no reason. They didn't even know the kid. It wasn't even a real problem. Like one kid had a problem with him. And then they just decided that they were going to fucking beat this fucking kid to the point where he was like almost dead.
Yeah.
And it was just like, just weird. Like, you know, these weren't even fucking like ghetto kids. These were white kids that were like want to be tough guys, like little white trash, but like not like It was a bizarre thing. And my friend who was involved in it, I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Because he didn't know that he didn't have a problem with the kid. He was just like there.
Mm-hmm.
They pissed on this kid. They like fucking took his clothes off. Like it was a fucking wild thing, you know? So yeah, that doesn't happen to fucking 8 and 9 year olds, you know?
No.
Not yet.
Yeah,
it's coming. You see some of these school fights? They go hard.
Yeah.
I have a little bit of additional information. Please. It said that bystanders reported seeing him swinging the bat in an alleyway prior to this incident happening.
He's practicing.
And one witness said that they
get a donut on it.
Just getting used to the weight.
One witness said that they heard him smashing the woman's name is Emma Wang, Wang's skull, and thought he'd taken a hit at concrete because of the sound that it made.
Wow.
And after hitting her, he went for a slice of pizza, and that's where he was arrested.
Yeah, he's tired.
Well, he needed an alibi.
Yeah, exactly.
I was here waiting on my slice the whole time. Tony, tell him I was here.
So she was Asian. So are they thinking this is an anti-Asian attack?
Maybe.
Nobody. I don't know anybody who doesn't like Asian people. Or like the anti-Asian hate. It's not like. It's more like they've enveloped funny racism into like anti-Asian hate, where it's just kind of like we're very like I'll go to Paco and be like, oh Paco, ding dong ding dong, like nobody, like that's not hate, that's just like stupid like fucking around. But that will be sort of like, and when you consider that hate, then yes, there is.
It'd be like if I walked up to you and was like, "Órale!"
It's hilarious.
Yeah, it's funny every time.
It's funny. Mm-hmm.
I just thought it was funny when I did it now.
Pretty good. So, are the pictures not back in the racist live chat? People are not happy yet. What's going on with Ralph? Shannon, text him, ask him. They're very mad at him right now. I don't want to threaten his life. Because now the heat's off me. Now that everyone's seen that it wasn't me, that it was actually Ralph, now I'm not really worried about my life. I'm really worried about Ralph's life.
He said they'll be back in under a minute. That was a few minutes ago. And he said that they're on. So I'm texting him again because they're not back up.
Uh-oh. All right. We're going to see. Guys, they're saying they're on. Also, my computer's definitely broken. Like, I can't actually unclick the live chat. So I can't even scroll down the live chat and see. Fuck me. Mom gets a ruler tattoo on her arm so she can measure penis sizes of guys before she has sex with them.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
But that's the mom?
Yep.
And is that her daughter being like, "Mom, you're such a whore."
Yeah. Yes.
Absolutely.
That's hilarious.
I was expecting some like fat hillbilly chick. That's not what I expected.
No, this is what exactly what I expected. And I guarantee you she's got an OnlyFans or some fucking dumb thing, right?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah. She definitely has a TikTok.
Yeah, no, and once again, this is another dumb I'm sick of whores getting publicists. It's driving me wild. Just go be a slut.
British mom.
Is it British, too?
Mm-hmm.
You don't deserve publicity for being Brits. A slut. That is coming out of Great Britain a lot, too. They don't deserve publicity for being a slut. I don't understand why this is a thing that's happening.
Yeah, wait. That's her fucking hand? What's wrong with it?
She's still in a tattoo.
Yeah, she's
like,
thing on it.
Yeah, she's just measuring stuff.
She's measuring things.
Well, that's useful.
Yeah.
But why, yeah, like, what was she, she's, that's still a weird thing. You got to get a guy completely hard to put your forearm next to it.
Do that. Like, it's a weird, weird position.
Yeah, I don't think she's really using this. I think she's just getting attention online. It's working.
Oh, for sure.
She's pretty hot, though. Hell yeah, dude.
Look at
it. I'd like to measure your penis.
I'm a dad.
She should have a tattoo gun next to the bed where you have to mark off where you got.
She have to write your name above the mark. Like, this is Mike. This 12 millimeters.
Yeah.
Or she should put a mark on her stomach to show how far you got in. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm all for
you must be this tall.
I'm all for sex positivity, but it's just like, I mean,
it's just easier than ever to be a whore now. Like, and get famous off it.
It's dope. Fucking that's why we're doing Thoughtsgiving. These hoes need to be celebrated, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, but I mean, at one point, it's your mom. At one point, you're looking at it and you're going like,
oh. No, it's your mom. At what point, it was your mom.
Oh, man, my mom would have definitely had the saddest OnlyFans ever.
Two tampons, Gomez.
All right, let's see.
The fucking Tampax twin.
Let's see. Okay, this is an interesting story, and I want to get Temple's feedback on this because he's a dad as well.
Am I?
Aren't you a dad?
I guess so.
You are. Don't you have a couple kids?
Yeah.
Single mom faces a year in prison after letting her 14-year-old babysit a 4-year-old who wandered away for 15 minutes.
Oi.
Yeah. This is kind of a weird story.
That's why you can't fuck 14-year-olds. They can't watch a 4-year-old. Yeah. They have no mental capacity.
Jenna, they don't make good mothers.
Can we get some more details?
Yeah. So in May of 2020, Melissa Henderson, who is the mother, had to return to work, but her child's daycare was still shut down due to COVID. So since then, she's been having to rely on her 14-year-old to take care of the younger kids. The youngest is 4 years old. So one day when she was at work, the 14-year-old had to do some schoolwork online. So for 10 minutes, the little boy saw his friend outside. He went outside, followed his friend home, and for 10 minutes, he was at his friend's house. His friend's mother called the cops. Instead of calling, like, the mother or whatever, she immediately called the cops.
Is this in England? I'm imagining everything being in England today.
Yeah.
No. There's a baby just wandered into me yard.
It's Georgia. Georgia.
It's just country Georgia.
Yeah, same thing.
No.
And you're Russia? Yeah. There's a little baby. It's very cool.
This, though, actually it did happen to me. This is like a Father's Day a few years ago. I was at a block party, and I got to drinking. I wasn't watching them, and they wandered off, and the kid ended up in somebody else's house down the street.
Your kid?
Mm-hmm.
How old was your child?
I think she was like 10 at that time. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean 10.
But it was like that was the thing. It was, you know how block parties are. You close off the block, everybody's in the street drinking, playing cards, eating. So it's the block. We thought, you know, but yeah, you look up and they weren't there and they had wandered into somebody else's house.
That's the fucking scariest thing in the world, because you're also at a block party. A lot of people you don't know.
Yeah.
My assumption immediately, if my 10-year-old daughter is missing, is that one of her uncles are molesting her somewhere.
That was a crazy thing. When we found her and when we found them in someone's house, we're like, why are you guys in someone's house? And they said they had candy. And you're like,
whoa, what the fuck?
Like, and you realize, like, fuck, I have those kind
Whose
of kids that are easy. It was a neighbor on the block. It was harmless, but it was just the fact that they went into someone's house for candy. It was like, fuck, I have those kind of kids.
And you knew the fucking person?
No, I didn't. The people on the block knew him. That's how we were able to find the kids.
That's fucking wild.
Jesus Christ.
That is absolutely wild.
The door was open. Like,
I'm not positive that your child was not molested by this guy in your neighborhood.
We found them all. When we came in, they were all sitting.
Finished? I mean, doggy, what? There's
they already had their go-home bag of Gushers.
There's a missing piece of time in this story where we don't know where your daughter was.
Right, right.
And she's just with some candy.
Well, yeah. This poor guy threw Sour Belts on the fucking dressing room, the side table.
I remember, though, because we were looking for a few minutes, and this is, I knew I was a shitty dad, because in the time that she was missing,
to yell her name and forgot.
Well, no, I actually had the thought process of, like, if she's gone and she's gone forever, how much longer do I have to pay child support on that one?
Wow.
Like, how long until I get to go to the mom and be like, all right, listen, I fucked
immediately
up.
It's positive, yeah,
but
immediately
might as well just
stop
filling out
this
paperwork,
of course. Yeah, I mean, look, do you let your 14-year-old watch your 4-year-old? I have no problem with this, to be honest with you. Yeah. I didn't like my sister used to watch me when I was 4, when she was 6. I mean, like, my mom would just fucking leave us, like, maybe 7 or 8. But my aunt and my grandma lived next door, but my sister was in charge, and she would, you know, we would be in our apartment, and they'd be in their apartment. We'd go over there, and yeah, there was really no parental figures.
Just answering the door. This is my son.
Yeah, but they never watched us as kids. We were allowed to just go out and do whatever the fuck we wanted for hours and then come home. So the fucking kid ends up at his friend's house. Who gives a shit? The mom's just a knee-jerk reaction.
It's a weird thing, because do you think that pedophilia was more of a problem back then or less of a problem? Because it's weird. So back then, if I'm a pedophile, like, all you got to do is be like, all right, I just got to find a kid.
Yeah.
It's like there's not great cameras out. There's not great, like, surveillance. You scare the kid enough, like, with the threat of murdering his or her family, that they probably won't say anything. It's a pretty pretty easy to fuck a child back in the 80s, right? Now with surveillance, with the paper trails, with algorithms, with everything.
You're going to have a cell phone on them.
It's a lot, dude. There's going to be pinging towers. But now there's ways to just reach out to these kids very easily.
Yeah. Did you see that?
You're just a couple clicks away from, you know, just, you know, some chat room, some Nickelodeon chat room, or some fucking little kid Roblox room.
The kids aren't outside as much anymore, so it might be harder to find the kids to molest.
The internet is the new like playground to go molest little children. Whereas before, I wonder if kids were being molested more or less, and how much technology has either hindered or helped child molestation.
Helped, for sure. Because think about parents watching their kids at the park, and they're sitting there on their phone, and then they look up and their kid's been gone for an hour and a half, and they just were like, oh, I didn't know, I was watching Instagram.
I don't cheat the same way that I used to cheat on women, because technology makes it so that you can get caught very easily, right? Yeah. I'm just using like the way that I look at it. I used to have multiple girlfriends. Like I would have literal two or three relationships going on. They didn't know about each other.
Pre-social media. Think about like our dads, all of our dads. They could just have a chick in the next town.
Yeah.
And what are the fucking chances?
My grandfather did that, when he died. A bunch of people showed up from Chicago. But have any of you guys seen that video of that pedophile explaining what he would look for in kids?
No.
Like how he would choose his victims? He would basically watch kids, but he would watch the ones that were like isolated from the group, that weren't socializing that well. If they were dirty, weren't well kept, you know, not. It's like, oh, yeah, there's nobody.
Yeah, fix her upper.
Yeah. But yeah, he knew, like, so that whole concept of like, oh, the parents are there on the phone not watching.
Yeah, yeah.
He said they would never go for that because obviously someone's going to come looking for this kid. You know what I mean? It's like, it's the loner.
You're right. It's the same kid who would be alone in the park who's wearing dirty sneakers and doesn't have his fingernails dirty, that their parents also don't have child protective stuff on their computers, or they're not, you know, blocking certain websites for them to watch. It's a fucking crazy world. Like, I just, like, my niece goes and plays Roblox. She's this adorable little 6-year-old girl. And I'm going, like, how do we know that there's not men on the other? Like,
we talked about this.
How do I fucking ever know that there's not men on the other? The more I think about it, I was like, there probably are.
Yeah.
There probably are just men just being like, just playing with little kids, like literally communicating, and they're sitting there just beating off while they play Roblox. Yeah. I guarantee it. And it's weird and sick. I don't let my kid fucking go online at all. Like, even like, I have YouTube on my TV. Like, I don't, like, when he's watching YouTube, because he loves watching. I was on Tim Dillon's show yesterday. We were talking sort of about like what the kids are watching now. It's and it came off like, he was like, do you think there's going to be like kids are going to watch podcasts in the future? And I really do think they are, because what my son and my niece watch, it's like a streamer with a camera right there, and they're just talking their shit about whatever they're talking about.
Playing video games, whatever.
So, and it's like compilations of like streamers and them like just talking as characters and walking through worlds as Roblox. And it's fucking, I don't even remember why I brought that up. What was I just saying?
Because there's men on the other side. I'm playing. It's easier to be a pedophile now.
Yeah, I have no idea why I even brought that up. But the point is that it's a fucking crazy world out there, and that I do not trust. Oh, yeah, I was saying
how. Pictures are back.
Oh, pictures are back. Yes, there we go. All right. Beautiful.
Just see a giant black ass in the fucking chat. I got distracted. I was like,
wait, is that a deep fake on me?
But yeah, I'll let my son watch like YouTube, and I never leave him for more than like a half an hour because who knows where that algorithm is going to take him.
It moves
and,
him.
And you're just 1 degree of separation from a fucking pedophile. Like, this device brings the world together, and my son is now literally a couple, literally his finger just doing this a couple times will have him communicating with a person that's going to try to hurt him.
Right,
that's crazy, and that's dangerous, and that we like.
Then they can really show him the magic that finger can do.
But I'm just saying, it's when I see parents giving their kids sort of open use of the internet, it is a very, very weird thing. And it's a lazy thing.
They didn't think about it at all,
Because kids used to be, you put your kid in front of the TV, what was the danger of the TV? It would hurt their eyes. They'd maybe get some crazy ideas.
Watch something that they're not supposed to
TV
watch.
The TV wasn't going to lure them to a fucking place and have sex with them.
Right.
And if it did, well, that's a different invention. And honestly, we could have changed the world.
But here's the thing. It's like, now, like, this crazy pedophile, he's on roadblocks and shit like that. But how the fuck does the kid go from his house to meeting this fucking creep? Like, if it's a little kid. Like, we're talking, like, how young are we talking? Like, 9?
You
like,
want me to tell you? Like, look, if I'm a pedophile, and I am, what would I do? I would role play. I would act like I'm also a little kid. And I would go, oh, my God. My parents are so, you know, so annoying. My mom and dad are so annoying. And I would try to get that person to also have that conversation about how their parents suck. Then I would say, oh, we should meet up and hang out, but we can't tell our parents because our parents are fucking assholes.
Right.
And then we go, you're right about that. And then it would become this thing. And then I would scoop them up and tie them up in my sex chamber.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
Well, that's the crazy thing that that guy was saying.
Is that crazy?
Like, he gets number them to think rule, that they're, because they're free to go. That's what that guy was saying. They're free to go. Like, usually once he gets one, he makes it, it's an open door policy. Yeah, come as much as you want. And that
he's like,
kid,
I know I am.
Yeah. But he said that kid will eventually bring other kids.
Yeah.
Like, yo, this guy, he's got video games.
Christ.
And he'll bring other kids that, like,
I mean, that's
parents...
a whole other goal to fucking create a, you know, a whole harem of fucking boy butt. Yeah. That's different.
Well, what he was saying
I'm
was.
I'm talking about one time molesting and murdering a child. Just one shot.
You're getting it out of your system.
Yeah. But what parents are dropping their kids off to meet up with the pedophile? That's what I don't understand.
None. Some he's saying that you're like. He's saying that you pretend to be another little kid.
Oh, yeah?
And then you say, like,
let's
hey,
sneak
come.
Out and
yeah,
fucking
sneak
meet
out,
at the
meet,
park and hang
and
out.
And then meet, and then the kid's like, oh, where's my friend?
Yeah.
Like, ah!
I guess.
Yeah.
In Amsterdam, you can just get a kid out of a vending machine. It's coming.
All right, look, we're going to wrap this one up. This has been a fun show. I think the pictures are back in the chat.
Oh, they're back. All right.
I think some people are posting pictures at the very least. Some people saying that the pictures aren't working. Guys, relax. The pictures will be back. There was a Ralph really pulled the trigger there, and I did not expect him to do that. So honestly, give him as much hate as you guys want. I understand the hate for Ralph. If you guys want to give him hate, his phone number is 954-725-3275. That's probably somebody's real phone number. Please don't start texting them. Fuck. What are you gonna do? All right. Good night.
That's all, folks.